Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Down in Brooklyn last night, and it was incredible to watch. In fact, I was talking to our producer, Evan, last night. I had the Islanders-Bruins game on. That started early, and I figured I'll switch over once that game tips off. So
what
Evan
game,
and I were talking.
What a game.
Yeah, that was a great game.
Oh,
four Islanders,
yeah,
game five.
A great game.
Game six now to eliminate.
I could not watch it.
You do see the
great game. Great game.
The hockey assist that he did, the pass, and then winning the net.
See, this is when it gets bad for Key.
On the big goal.
He goes on the Josh Bailey goal. He doubles
well,
down.
Well, I showed Key the highlight, and I told him, see, that's what they call
no,
a hockey assist.
You didn't show me the highlight.
That
I saw the
second
highlight.
Pass it's that the led pass, to the pass yeah. to the goal the, was a beautiful
like the one,
play.
Kind of like the one Kevin right. Durant did.
Don't you feel, sometimes Key's like a little kid where he hears things and then just has to repeat it but doesn't know the context of it at all.
It
like, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, it makes it fun. That's why I encourage it, Jay. I want him to care about hockey.
You know damn well, Jay didn't know either. Jay be trying to act like he's sitting up there
assist.
Knowing all
the... Jay used the hockey assist reference on the NBA countdown this
I understand
weekend.
Hockey assist reference. I understand hat trick. I get all that.
All right.
I understand those things. But what Jay will do is try to act like...
Key. Why are you calling me out?
Because
I'm over here just chilling.
I'm chilling.
Wait. See, this is what happens. You know when, like, back when you were in grammar school... Or like middle school, somebody starts making fun of you.
You're
like, what you
else?
Laughing yeah. at? You're like, I'm just over here laughing at the joke.
I don't want.
It is advice,
but I don't want to poo-poo hockey. But I don't give a damn.
Well, you know what though?
I watch when we get to the Stanley
if they
Cup.
They get
finals.
To the Stanley Cup finals.
I watch.
The
I'm going.
No,
go.
I'm not
watch.
No, I'm not going.
Can
going.
I get you guys to go with me?
I will go with no. you.
I'm still going.
The
go
Islanders would
game.
Love to have you if you came with
go.
Me. We would have amazing seats.
No, I'm good.
You saw the atmosphere there. You would not come with a Stanley Cup finals game.
Okay, here comes Diva Key. Car service.
Yes, done.
Pick me up.
Yes, done.
I need
VIP.
Food.
Yes.
Where's it at?
Nassau Coliseum on Long
so
Island.
So we can go to Houston's and eat, right? Is there Houston's out that way?
Borelli's.
Is Borelli's?
Borelli's is where I
okay,
take
so
you.
We'll go to Borelli's and eat on you.
Yes.
Car service on you.
Yes. VIP.
VIP trip.
Done.
Plus two security guards.
Why do you need two security
two is
guards?
A bit
well,
much.
Me and you.
Oh.
You need one, I need one.
The whole building will
I'm
protect
cool,
you.
I'm cool, man.
The whole
and
building.
I need everybody
Clark
at least
I'll
six
get Clark Gillies.
Six
one of the
away.
Best bodyguards in NHL history. Clark Gilley sitting right behind us. You'd love that. You'd
I, love would, I would go to a game with you.
And I need a
Jay's in.
Escalade
Bart
SUV.
Bart Scott already told me he's going.
SUV. Not a town car. SUV.
Oh, that's easy. That's
okay.
not a problem.
I'm just.
It's. Making, I need you to commit. If you commit.
I'm going with that
all right.
in mind.
All right. So the Islanders
Bart
know
going,
this now. It's official.
Is that a deal
official.
Breaker for you?
If Bart is going?
Yes.
Deal breaker.
Come
done.
On.
I can't deal with Bart.
No?
No, not for 3.5 hours. Is it 3.5? Hockey.
Three to it, no, it's three periods.
Can I ask you a question?
Well, it could be 3.5. It goes to overtime.
How diverse is the crowd?
It's
okay. hockey.
Okay.
It's,
I'm just asking. I'm trying to prepare myself.
You would help the percentage. You both would.
That answer.
More than welcome.
You would help. What percentage?
When the Jets come, that helps too.
Oh my goodness!
I don't know what to say there, other than
that was a trap question.
We know the obvious,
that was a trap
okay? But
for
we
sure.
are trying.
I'm going anyway.
The doors are
I'm
open for everyone.
Key,
you're
on,
welcome.
We gotta go.
The Islanders would love to have
well,
you.
As long as he meets everything, that,
I will be. I will check
criteria.
Every box
criteria.
For you.
Every box.
Okay.
That's my rider.
Now all they have,
and
to do
I
is,
need M&M peanut M&Ms without the green.
Take the green ones out.
Licorice red. Or you could get, they got mango now.
On the now you're going Madonna on me now.
I can't with
don't
Cuba
look me in the eye. No
much.
One can look me in the eye. You're going to go Madonna
on me? No one can look
me
in the eye. And when I walk down the concourse, everybody has to turn their back and face the wall. I mean, face the wall and turn their back to me.
All right. That's not going to happen either. But I promise you, by the end of the game, you will be in love with it. So, all right.
Since
so that's
what
done.
Y'all think about me anyway.
That part is done. Jays, though, will not I'm invite in. Me to a Nets playoff game.
So, yeah, I'm still waiting on my floor seats.
I'm working
dude,
every night.
Dude, offer up the floor seats, and I still haven't gotten them.
By the way, did you see that conversation you had with Stephen A?
First and foremost.
You saw that, right?
Oh, did you hear what I said then? I said, you can pay me the price, though. I know you can't afford an essay. That's
you
my
can.
Man. Well, I gave you guys both the options
right
throughout the regular season. I said, you.
I don't want the regular season.
I know you don't, because you Kiva. No, I've already given my tickets out to people. They've asked already months in advance.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you what.
I want them next year playoffs.
Listen, I'm going next year.
Listen, but and I'm the first one to say it.
I'm trying to turn my tickets
guys
into NFTs,
I
by the way.
I have my loyalty to the Knicks, but I love watching Kevin Durant play basketball. I love watching him play basketball.
Barclays Center doesn't seem so bad right now, does it? It was pretty live.
It was loud last night. It's live. I will say that. It's fun to see crowds coming back, and you see the passion behind this team.
Wasn't as hyped against Boston, but for whatever reason, I think because of the second round. Yeah. And it's Milwaukee.
See, this is why I want the Knicks to get really good. Because if you're telling me the Knicks and the Nets – like that East River rivalry, like that would be so. Can you imagine if we had seen if we're having the Knicks and the Nets?
Dame Lillard, Kyrie Irving going head to head at the Garden.
Sounds right, don't it?
I would take that.
It sounds right, don't it?
I would take that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just but saying. They still have Kevin Durant, and there's just nothing. There's nothing you can do to match Kevin Durant.
Key is pointing at the TV screen in our studio, and it's CP3.
Yeah. But this whole NBA thing, Jay, you got to explain it to me, man.
I'm trying to explain to people what you're laughing at. So it's CP3 at the post-game presser, and he has on a suit jacket.
A blazer
with no shirt underneath and just the chains out.
But every NBA player is doing that now.
Like, is every NBA player.
Not everyone, like, but Ross, there's some – NBA players that every time I see it, I'm like, okay, so who created this? Where did this come from? What rapper? Fashion person?
You come from a league that has Cam Newton.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Cam Newton sets.
But nobody's walking around. Nobody's walking around like Cam Newton with a scarf on, and nobody's doing.
Have you seen Zeke? I mean, Zeke. Ezekiel Elliott be dressing sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, Zeke.
No, I
get you're wearing
it.
A belly
no,
shirt,
that's
Zeke.
Not, that's not what I'm saying.
You're wearing a belly shirt. I know you got abs. Are you wearing a belly shirt?
But that's not what I'm saying, Jay. I'm just saying, where did it come from that every time I see a post-game interview, man. All the NBA dudes, they got this look with all these chains on.
Leave them alone.
The chest open.
Meanwhile,
I'm just like,
in his post-game, Kevin Durant was wearing a T-shirt and an Oakland A's cap.
Okay. There you go.
Right? There's his style. But it doesn't matter because he puts down 32 points. And more importantly, absolutely dominated Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is a defensive player of the year, an MVP, a guy that you would think, well, there's a good matchup. That should be fun. And he just lit him up, three quarters, 30 points.
But I would say, KD.
It has not even been close in these two games.
But I'll be honest with ourselves. For the most part, no matter who you are, you could be the best defender in the world multiple times. Because of his offensive presence and his threat skill scoring ability, it's going to be tough. I mean, it just is. Nobody's shedding him down.
No.
When you're a baller in sports, and you know this, Jay, no matter what, I'm going to still get mine, period.
But how about the fact that he's doing this almost 2 years from the day he ruptured his Achilles, and a lot of people wondered, would he ever be the same? He's averaging exactly the same points per game in the playoffs this year as he did right before that injury, Jay.
Here's what I try to tell people about KD. KD takes everything personally. Like, on the basketball court, it's personal. There's a lot
social
of
social media,
like,
too.
Well, that's who he is, though, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about it. Like, I had a moment with him that I told you guys in the first hour, and I'll tell people here. It's like, you know, a couple years ago where I literally did a get-up show, and I compared AD and – KD saying if they were to have a baby, if Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant were to have a baby, like, that would be Giannis. Talking about the size and the length and how Giannis plays to an extent, not saying skill set wise, he's on the same level with AD and KD, but just saying physically, how it comes out, right? And KD literally came up to me at a holiday party. I was like, yo, don't you ever, ever compare me to that dude. Mm. Don't you ever. And I could tell, like, it was like I found myself almost like backed in the corner, like, yo, hold on, back up off me, man. Like, I was just giving a physical comparison, but it meant so. When you see him attack people on social media, when I see that matchup, I'm like, he's been waiting for that matchup, because in his mind, all he's been hearing are people say, Giannis is that dude. He's a two-time finals MVP. He's a guy that people compare to Kevin Durant. So he takes that matchup personally, and that's what you see on the court.
It's really interesting.
Where's Yates at when you need him?
And you hear the – why?
What?
Because he said MVP. I wanted to hear Yates say –
Not my MVP,
oh,
brother.
Well, that's Alan Yates, yeah, our producer. Yeah. So, Alan, that's how you feel about it. That's not your MVP, huh?
All right, well, you know what, though? That comparison, as you mentioned, bothered him. Right, to a point where maybe it's even in the back of his mind as he's playing him right now, but not in the back of his mind is something that I just said that is, again, if you're a reporter, it's the first thing you think of. 2 years, almost 2 years to the day, he ruptured his Achilles. And for most players, you know, that changes your career, if not really takes a lot out of you for the rest of your career. Jared Greenberg, a friend of mine on TNT, asked this question of Durant that I thought was a great question. And while the answer sounds like he got angry, it was a great answer. Take a listen.
I know you worked your butt off to get to this point, but did you ever think you'd be this good?
Is that a real question? I mean, yeah. What you want me to say to that? Of course
I mean, it's pretty impressive what you've been able to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, that was 2 years ago. I'm looking forward to just getting up tomorrow and going to practice, watching film, and seeing how we can get better. But, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, that was too long ago.
So he's only looking forward. But, guys.
But that is
that
a long time
ago. It has to be in the back
though.
Of his mind, no?
No, it was the back of his mind a year ago, a year and a half ago. Okay. But he's so far removed from that that he's not even really thinking about that right now. That's why he's able to hit him with the move that he hurt himself with, as Jay referenced earlier. When you think about it, injuries, a lot of guys' injuries aren't 2 years removed. They're a year removed. Mm-hmm. When you think about guys like Grant Hill, some of these other guys have got, that's been a year. Kobe Bryant wasn't 2 years removed. It was a year. He's been 2 years removed from the date. So the healing took time. Plus, on top of that, mentally, you could tell based on when he first came back and he was working out, he wasn't worried about it. He wasn't ginger. He was out there just knocking him down to the point where he was like, was he ever really hurt?
Yeah. He doesn't look it. And maybe that's what he's trying to say. And anybody that thinks that KD was being disrespectful there, I don't think so at all.
No.
I think what he was trying to say was, you're going to put that in my head right now? I'm not even thinking about that. And you bring it up. I don't want that in my head right now. That's at least what – that's how it came off to me. And I wouldn't – like, Jared should not be embarrassed at all about that response. It was a terrific response.
I think
response.
It was a great question, and it got the response –
the right question.
That you wanted. And also, like, look, dudes just coming off the court are in battle, right? Like, guys are filled with emotion. So the fact that KD kind of caught himself and then said, well, no, like, you know, try to explain it a little bit.
He did say, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, you know, but, like, I'm not in that mindset.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not – thinking like I'm a hurt player. Like, I'll tell you, like, that was an experience for him to go from being the best player in the world to then being hurt to then have to sitting out and watching everything else happen to get back to this point. Like, you know, just to double down what Jared's question was, like, this is my – we haven't seen a player come back off an Achilles injury like this. Like, him and Breonna Stewart. Like, two people, like, damn, you coming off an Achilles injury getting buckets like this at this level? Like, we never seen that before. Dominic Wilkins is the only guy I've seen come back off Achilles injury. I was like, all right, like, that's kind of.
Well, he wasn't the player he was.
Exactly,
before.
I agree.
He had to change his game. Yeah. A lot of it, like, Kobe changed his game, but, you know, KD looks like the exact.
Well, Kobe also got hurt. When Kobe got hurt, he was pretty much at the end.
He was at the end.
I mean,
yeah.
It was so, you know, it was a little bit different. Grant Hill, I remember.
Grant Hill just wasn't an Achilles. I mean, he had.
Yeah. Other
he
injuries.
Had so
but,
much
but
stuff.
But what people really talk about is the Achilles. That's agree, really. Yeah. What people point to. But when you look at Stewart or you look at KD, you talk about two of the top, right?
The best is what they do.
And what they do. So you would expect for them to come back. At least I would. Because that is in their mind. They're built. They're wired different. When you are a superstar player, you're wired different. You're just wired. Your worth ethic is such that it's ridiculously unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And that's why when guys, you see guys that were like, you take, and it's a little bit different, but you take Adrian Peterson off his ACL when he was a running back. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, he shot. Dude came back and damn near rushed for 2,000 yards. Mm-hmm. You know, or did rush for 2,000 yards or whatever it was after an ACL because he's built that way. It's all about the hard work that you put in the rehab process. And plus, KD has had 2 years. Now you can point to Klay Thompson, for instance, to switch it. He's going to miss two straight years with a knee and now Achilles.
What did KD so imagine what that's for him, right? KD set a high bar for Klay. But that, I guess, is the best way to explain it then to lay people like me is that when you're at that level, you wonder, but you don't doubt.
Absolutely. I've never, anytime I've had anything wrong with me, I've never doubted at all. I wonder, I was like, man, I wonder what this is going to.
Right.
Is it going to be right? Okay, so then you get out there, you get to moving around, you move around a little bit more, and then it leaves your mind eventually. And then when I broke my ankle, I wasn't sure my ankle was like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there going, am I going to be okay? But then once I got on the field and I realized, oh, okay, I'm going to still be able to put it up.
I can answer this question as a real person. I've never been on that level. I don't know what it's like to be the best basketball player in the world. I know what it's like to be the second pick in the draft, maybe the best basketball player in college. I don't know what it's like to be Michael Jordan or Kevin Durant or LeBron James. We can sit up here and give you our experiences, But, like, you know, it's there are levels to this, and it's okay to recognize there's levels to this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I'm sure there is some doubt that comes into the mind, but the same thing that makes these dudes great is their genius, is the fact that they do believe things that other people would have no choice or chance of believing, because
right.
that's what's made them different in the first place.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And, by the way, what is he shooting in the playoffs right now?
He's 55-50-90.
Yeah, not enough. I need to be at 65.
That's just amazing. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Let's go A to Z here now for a minute. And if I may, can I get back to that Islanders-Bruins game from last night, Game 5, guys, in the Stanley Cup playoffs? And
yes.
There's a reason why. I really want to get your take on this. So the Bruins were a home team. They had a great crowd going. They took an early lead. The Islanders fight back. They take a 5-2 lead. They score three power play goals, meaning that the Bruins were drawing a lot of were taking a lot of penalties. And Bruce Cassidy, the Bruins head coach, wasn't thrilled about the way penalties are being called, not only in that game but in the series. So the Islanders are up 3-2 now in the series. They go back to Nassau Coliseum for Game 6, and the Islanders can win the series and move on to the conference finals for the second straight year. But listen to the Bruins head coach talking about the officiating and the way the game is being officiated compared to his team and the Islanders.
I think they sell a narrative over there that it's more like the New York Saints, you know, not the New York Islanders. That, you know, they play hard and they play the right way. But I feel we're the same way. And the calls, the exact calls that are getting called on us, do not get called on them. You know, maybe we need to sell them more flop, but that's not us. You just hope they'd see them. I mean, the same calls go against us. So it's not like I'm sitting there going, well, every call against us sucks. It's not true. It's just the end of the day, the similar plays, they need to be penalized on those plays. But like I said, I think they've done a great job selling that narrative that, you know, they're clean.
He went on to say that they're more like the New York Saints, not the New York Islanders.
Interesting reference.
And the Saints were a National Lacrosse League team that actually played at Nassau Coliseum a bunch of years ago. Is this just sour grapes from a coach, or is he trying to work the officials for Game 6 to see if can I somehow, some way, get some calls my way to survive this because they're facing elimination?
You know, why can't it be both? I think it's both. I think it's great when it plays into, yes, I feel slighted. And also, I'm saying this because I want you to understand that going into our next game, I expect things to be called differently.
Think about you always throw it out there.
Yeah.
Think about what Nate McMillan did when he came into the Garden. He wanted you to know a couple of days ahead of time
how they're playing
that
us.
This is a certain thing. Take a look at it. They really want to see the Lakers and the Nets in the finals.
Worth that fine, isn't it, for Nate McMillan?
Oh, it was.
Worth that fine.
It was definitely worth it. Oh, by the way, the Penguins in the first round against the Islanders met with the officials as well about a similar issue that they were having. They lost that series.
Yeah,
in six.
It's pretty ridiculous.
James Steele.
start calling these games better.
Or maybe just don't take bad penalties at the worst time. Meanwhile, another story in the world of sports we need to get to. So Britt Reid, who's Andy's son and a former Chiefs assistant coach, pleaded not guilty Monday to critically injuring a young girl in that crash, you remember, right before the Super Bowl. The next hearing will be a pretrial conference on July 22nd, though trial date has been set. The judge modified his bond during the arraignment to allow him to have a special interlock device installed that requires him to pass a breathalyzer-type test before his vehicle will start. He was charged with driving while intoxicated, causing serious physical injury in April. This is, again, 2 months after he hit two cars on an Interstate 435 entrance ramp near Arrowhead. And the collision just happened days before the Chiefs, as we mentioned, played in the Super Bowl in Tampa. So we wait to see what ends up happening with Britt Reid, but I guess he's allowed to drive.
Did the little girl, I didn't follow up on the story. I was trying to figure out.
She was critically injured.
Critically injured. Is she doing okay now?
I think she's in some sort of rehabbing yeah. the situation right now. But I don't know the Missouri laws. I don't like it, though, me personally. I understand that you have a device put into a car that you blow into before the car starts.
Right.
But I don't understand why you would even allow that to take place at all. You know, you suspend his license, you take his driving privileges away until this trial is resolved. You suspend and take people's driver's license away with normal speeding and traffic tickets that don't injure people.
Wow.
So I don't, I'm not really understanding Missouri laws.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you understand where it is.
No, I honestly don't.
I mean, it's, look, if that had happened to my daughter, I mean, I would be irate. I would be livid. And, you know, these things are always hard for me to have judgment on because I'm still trying to find out all the details. But it just seems like that's a little privilege there, Key. You know what I mean?
I don't want to call it privilege because it may be a law, and that law can be anybody, Jay. But you're right. I would be irate. I would have a problem with it. On top of having a problem with it, I wouldn't want to drive if I'm him any damn way.
No.
Period. So I just don't get what good is it to say, okay, you can have your car back, but you get a chance to blow, and you could drive if your alcohol level is whatever, down and not high or whatever the case may be. I just don't understand that because I've never been put in that position.
He's not working for the Chiefs. Just to give a couple updates. Number one, he's not working for the Chiefs anymore.
He got fired.
Well, they say his contract.
Whatever.
Okay. Obviously. The little girl, her name's Ariel, she suffered severe traumatic brain injury. Going through a lot right now.
Yeah, it just seems like to me the judge dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah, I agree. I'll just say this, though.
He had been, again, banned. He had not been allowed to drive.
I understand that.
I still agree with Keith.
But it doesn't matter. If you want to go somewhere, get a car service. You got to listen to you. You got to think about it for a minute, though, Jay and Alan. There are individuals that drive cars speeding. They get speed tickets. Mm-hmm. They lose their driving privileges. There are people that lose driving privileges for speeding because it's reckless. Here's an individual who injured someone, and they get a chance to drive again, no matter the circumstance, about a damn device or not.
Yeah, I guess what's being said, according to a story I'm reading here, is that it was an error that originally in his bond agreement that he couldn't drive. So they changed it and he'd be allowed to drive with this device installed, the breathalyzer for the car ignitions that's being installed into his car. And then so he can do what he's got to do. I mean, there's this thought of, well, I got to work, you know, that kind of thing. And that's a lot of the claim that a defense lawyer would always make.
I understand.
Here's where I'm going to be different. I'm going to pray for him, man, because I know going through that, living with that decision that he made, I can't imagine that. I would be in a very hurtful place if I had made a poor decision like that. Mm-hmm. From somebody who's made poor decisions before in life, right? It's challenging to navigate through.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's – but again, as parents – that's also a difficult thing.
Yes.
If you can only imagine what that family certainly is going through. All right. Much more NFL talk coming up next after Key has this from.
Jay Will has this.
Key ain't got nothing from
Straight
nothing.
Talk Wireless.
Jay got this. It. Straight talk.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure. Saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Julio Jones does move on. He will be with the Tennessee Titans.
I don't necessarily like it for Julio, and I don't know what to make of it for the Titans because of the style of play.
I just think all of this is overrated.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Second differential on the shot clock, and now with five to shoot, Kevin against Giannis at the top, showing the handles with a right-hand cross, drives the lane into traffic, flips it up and in as he goes across the end line, 32 for KD. Final seconds of the third, Middleton's contested three, no good, and the Brooklyn Nets will take a 30-point lead over Milwaukee to the fourth quarter.
It would turn into a 39-point win. That was the call by Mark Kestisher on ESPN as the Nets beat the Bucks 125-86 in game two of their second round series to take a 2-0 lead in the series. Franchise playoff record 39-point win. Kevin Durant continuing his stellar pro season, 32 points. That's what he's averaging in the playoffs right now, and that's the fourth most in the last 40 seasons for a player's first seven playoff games with a franchise. KD and Kyrie Irving, they combined to score or assist on 80 of the 125 points for Brooklyn. To the other New York team, the New York Knicks, head coach Tom Thibodeau named NBA's Coach of the Year. It's the second time in his career and yet a decade apart. He's the third Knicks coach to win Coach of the Year, first since Pat Riley in 1993, and is also Red Holzman in 1970. He joins Greg Popovich, Mike Budenholzer as the only active coaches to win Coach of the Year twice. Now, Mike D'Antoni did it, but he's now an assistant coach. Under Thibodeau, the Knicks became the second team to lead the NBA in opponent points per game, opponent field goal percentage, opponent three-point percentage, and in this full season, and the only other team to do that, the 93 Knicks. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fossil has passed away at the age of 71. His son John confirmed it to the Los Angeles Times on Monday night that his father had passed away. He was the head coach of the Giants from 1997 to 2003, guided the team to three playoff berths, including a trip to the Super Bowl. He was named NFL's Coach of the Year in 1997, 58, 53, and 1 overall with the Giants, one of two head coaches in Giants history with a winning record in the last 30 years. The other, Tom Coughlin, who was 102-90. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
He's fake.
You're doing this, right?
Yeah, Sal, pal.
Who's not?
Okay, let's do real or not real. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So this is about NFL players on new teams that will make the playoffs. Real or not real, brought to you by Mako. Scratches, dents, or dings on your car when life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako. Head to Mako.com today. Take it away, Evan.
All right, here we go. Real or not real, Julio Jones and the Titans will go to the playoffs.
Real.
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 Yeah.
Real.
Real.
They would have without?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they probably would have without him. They probably could have had a big shot at it. Yeah. I think this – because really it's only Indy in that division, right? I mean,
and Houston, Vegas puts them in Indy now like on
– above even 9.5 games that they'll win, yes.
Yeah. I like that.
They'll be in the playoffs.
Okay.
Sam Darnold, Panthers. Ooh. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Real or not real?
Not real.
Real.
No.
Not real.
That division?
It's real.
You think so?
Christian McCaffrey back healthy.
Yeah.
Robbie Anderson.
I know. That's what I'm
thinking. I mean, they got a defense.
How real is real?
What is real? What mean? Yeah, you just say real. That mean they're going to make the playoffs?
Playoffs,
just
yeah. That's what we're doing for all these guys.
Okay. Make the playoffs.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah. I'm feeling the same thing.
I'm going to say real.
They were. They were in how many close games last year?
A handful.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they're real.
Yeah.
I say not real this year, the following year. real.
I want it to be for Sam, though. I want it to be for Sam.
Thanks, Evan.
Real or not real? Rams, Matthew Stafford, playoffs. Real.
Real.
Or not
real? Real.
Better be real. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
They better go to the Super Bowl.
Playoffs. Playoffs?
They traded all them picks to get a dude now. They had a dude that took him to the Super Bowl. Exactly. They better go to the Super Bowl.
Better get there.
That's a good point.
You better get there.
Or else it's wearing off, Sean McVay. That shine is
he's the next one, right?
Getting dull.
Real quick.
All right, else we got, Ev?
All right, real or not real? Carson Wentz and the Colts, do they go to the playoffs, and do they have to go to the playoffs?
Real.
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 Yeah, you got to go to the playoffs because if not, you could have run it back with Phillip Rivers one more time and had a better shot. If you don't make the playoffs, that's my opinion.
Run it back.
Didn't
with
he retire?
Rivers.
yeah, you could have run it back. You could have asked him to come back.
Does Phillip Rivers know that?
Yeah, Phillip Rivers is like, I'm all set. Nah, bro, we're going to run it back.
No, but you know think about it, though. Think about it. They had Buffalo on the ropes. Buffalo didn't get out of Buffalo easy against the Colts. They had to really play some football to win that game. And if you think about it, if Carson Wentz comes over there and he's, you know, has a rebirth, as if people were trying to say out of Indy,
yeah,
then they need to be making the playoffs.
He's having a lot of fun now, Jay, isn't he? Carson having so much fun.
Yeah, it was the game of knockout.
Yeah,
that really,
just
really did
a lot
it for
of fun.
Me.
Yeah,
just,
they like him, man.
They like him.
They're embracing him.
A couple people on the team that I know, they like him. They say he's cool. There's no big deal about him.
It feels different.
What else we got?
All right, speaking of cool, J.J. Watt and the Cardinals, real or not real? Going to the playoffs?
Not
this year.
Real.
Not real.
Not real, man.
I'm not buying it.
I want
Alan Yates, you got anything to say?
I want it to be real so
not real
bad.
At all, dog.
I want it to be real so bad just so I can have every Cardinals fan call in all the time and I can just give Key so
but
much.
But why are you giving me? I'm just giving you what's real. They're not good.
I know, but
why are you trying to act like they something good?
I'm
not.
I'm just saying this is like a big year for Kyler Murray.
Yeah. It's a big year really for them in
year.
General.
And, you know,
it's not going
to
happen.
You're a little quarterback, and the way you demean him, you know, I just want him to have a big year. If you're calling him a little quarterback, I want him to have a big year.
Is he not the smallest quarterback in the NFL?
Yes.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
You call
real
things,
or not
you
real,
call
JJ,
things that you don't take seriously.
How about
little?
Oh, how about
God,
this?
Stop.
Real or not real? JJ Watt will play in more than half the games this year.
Real,
real.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, I think he gets to 10 games.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jay.
10.
Kenny Golladay, Giants. Real or not real? Going to the playoffs.
Ooh.
Not real.
Don't
what? Not real.
Come
not
on,
real?
It better be real. It
not
better
real?
Be real. Stop. Stop.
The Giants. Are not making
we have all the weapons we need.
Two teams that will come out of the East will be
Washington and Dallas. Washington and Dallas. That's all I keep hearing about. The disrespect on the Giants name. Danny Dimes, it's time. It's time. Like you have all the pieces that you need. You have a formidable defense. You have Kenny Golladay. Saquon Barkley's going to be back and healthy. Like, we have tight ends now. It's just not
Yeah, y'all got tight ends. Y'all brought over Rudolph
so wait,
from Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. It's real that Carolina will, but not real,
real
that
the Giants will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Sam's a better quarterback than Danny Dimes.
Still trying to get my
– What?
Still trying to – what?
Still trying to wrap my head around that one.
He just likes messing with people, man. Yeah. I don't know what he has to say no more.
Jay Allen, Jared Goff. Lions, real or not real, playoffs?
Not real, real. Man, stop.
It's
man.
Not real. I can't go against
you. See the hat, by the way? They have, like, new logos, and they got a huge L.
Not I know, but now,
why would you do that?
Y'all reaching, though, now, man.
What do you mean reaching?
Who's you wearing a hat with a big L
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, don't say like, L.
Yeah, but it's Lions. So y'all reaching, trying to make it
no!
L.
No! Put a D. Put
go
the
DL.
Go DL, something like that.
Just, why don't go L around and just be like,
they
hey,
have been losing a lot
Lions.
Lately.
It's too easy.
Come on.
Too
could
easy
be L for legends.
Oh, stop.
It could be L for legends.
Could be L for losers. We don't know.
The beautiful mystery. Still
it is a beautiful
out.
Mystery.
Beautiful
Speaking mystery. Of beautiful mysteries, last yes. one, Aaron Rodgers, real or not real, going to the playoffs wherever he is.
Real.
Real.
Even if he's in Green Bay and not on the plan, not active, they still go to the playoffs.
Really?
Just because he's around. Just the magic of
so
Aaron.
He's in Hawaii, but on the roster, the Packers are still making.
They're going to make the playoffs. Jordan Love, baby. Backed up by Blake Bortles.
Oh, my goodness.
Aaron Rodgers sending you his chi from Hawaii.
The absolute just Yeah, like his presence on the roster alone will get the Packers.
I don't know if I'm Devontae Adams. I'm like, damn,
I just don't know.
Right,
if you're a Lions fan, are you buying that hat?
We're not even halfway done with June, and I am Aaron Rodgers out.
Already.
Devontae Adams has got to be sick as a dog.
Every day. So what do you think Aaron's going
to do? It's not even what Aaron's going to do. It's about
let's ask this question.
And if I have a bad year based on statistics, they may try to hold that against me.
Has anything changed in this story since the NFL draft between Rodgers and the Packers? One man who would know is Adam Schefter. Ooh. We'll ask him next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and SiriusXM, Channel 80.
For Aaron Rodgers, you either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
When training camp hits, that becomes the point where these two sides have to say, okay, are we going to find a way to make this work? Do we really need to send Aaron Rodgers elsewhere?
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hunt in for Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We are joined right now by Adam Schefter on the Goodyear Hotline, our ESPN senior NFL insider. Good morning, Schefty. So, of course, we've got to do the daily on Aaron Rodgers. Give us the latest. As we know, he faces up to $93,000 in fines if he doesn't show up for minicamp. But as you've reported, we're not expecting to see him there.
I'm not sure Adam's ready right now.
Adam. I think we're going to have to get Adam back.
Hello, Adam.
We're going to work on the audio in a second.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, there he is. Okay, so you do
We're
hear.
Live. Perfect. We're live.
All right, I will re-rack the question. Good morning, Shefty, by the way. With Aaron Rodgers, as you've reported, as we know, the $93,000 he could be fined if he doesn't show up to the mandatory minicamp. But as you've, again, reported, he is not expected to show up there. Where are we with the relationship between he and this franchise?
Well, the Green Bay Packers could make this an excused absence, and therefore he would not be subject to the $93,085 worth of fines. And I think the Packers have to weigh whether that would be worth it, setting a precedent, not fining a player for attending or not attending a mandatory minicamp, or further strain a relationship between a future Hall of Fame quarterback. And I think that they will side with opting to not further strain a relationship with a Hall of Fame quarterback. So I don't think that they will wind up finding him. I think they'll make it an excused absence. But where we are at in the relationship, I think it's pretty clear that nothing has really changed here. And as it was told to me yesterday, and I use this exact phrase because it was used to me, Aaron Rodgers is quote-unquote strong as hell on this. That was the exact phrase that was used to me. Strong as hell. And so, again, we'll wait to see that he's not there, but I don't expect him to be there. And then the next touch point will be training camp. Mm-hmm. But my understanding also is that the Packers president, Mark Murphy, the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, they could attempt to try to meet with Aaron Rodgers again after this minicamp, make another run at trying to convince him to come back to Green Bay.
How do you, in the end, Adam, how do you just get this resolved, though? Like, what do you have to do to get it resolved?
Key, I think that the Packers themselves ask themselves that question every single day. So you're trying to answer something, we're trying to answer something, you're asking me something that, frankly, they've spent months trying to answer unsuccessfully themselves. What would it take? And by all accounts, those who know Aaron Rodgers best say he's a very prideful, very thoughtful, very stubborn, very determined individual that doesn't just get past these things. Whatever's bothering him most. And he referred to that being some of the relationships and people to Kenny Mayne. And so I don't know that they can fix it. And if he is, as I was told, as quote-unquote strong as hell on this, then, again, to get back to you, how do they solve that? And I don't know that they do. Maybe Green Bay will never acquiesce as right now, but maybe the best thing is for both sides to go their own ways and for Green Bay to trade him and get the maximum amount of compensation for him.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that one. Shefty, Tom Brady shows up to training camp at the age of 43 years old, fresh off his seventh Super Bowl championship, which is crazy to say. How much longer do you expect Tom to play?
Until the year 2053, Jay, I would say he's good for another 32 years, probably. And I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Look, I remember one time last year, Tom Brady telling me, I dream of throwing the football. That was what he said to me. I dream of throwing the football. And I thought to myself, boy, I mean, here's a guy that lives it, eats it, breathes it. His lifestyle is about it. I think he loves the idea of taking everything that he's learned and spreading that to all the people within the Tampa organization, particularly the players. I think it's about spreading the TB12 method, winning more, building the legacy, continuing to do good. He's done so much of that. And so as long as his body can allow that to happen, I think he's going to keep going here. And again, could this be his last year? I guess. I mean, any year when you're his age could be your last year. But he doesn't look like he's slowing down right now, and he looks like he loves doing it. And so I would say he's got another 2-3 years, I'm just guessing.
Wow.
Yeah, Adam, the Cowboys also are reporting to minicamp today, and Dak Prescott coming back off a season-ending ankle surgery. What do you expect from him, and will he be full go?
Well, he told Sage Steele that if there were a game today, he could play. That's how he feels. And even before that, the Cowboys were highly encouraged with his improvement. Now, that was quite an ordeal there. You know, he had a second surgery to repair the injury and put in a lot of time for rehab. But he is said to be in a very good spot right now. And he's really coming along. And there's no question right now that he's going to be ready to start the season when it begins. I don't know how much he's going to be doing at the mandatory minicamp. I don't know that it matters much how much he does at the mandatory minicamp. Obviously, they're going to be very smart with what he does. But if he needed to, he could go out there and he could do whatever they needed to have done.
Shefty, on Julio Jones, you know, something that Kia talked about from the moment the trade happened, even before the trade, he just didn't see a fit. He didn't see a reason why the Titans would want to make the move. And I know Diana has talked to us about how they were a long shot. She thought they were a long shot until 11th hour, and then they jump in. There were other teams that certainly he would have been a great fit for. It cost a second-round pick. Is it surprising to you, or maybe do you know anything through your reporting of teams that just weren't willing to pay that price?
I frankly always thought it was Tennessee. And
really?
Tennessee was the one team that stepped up and made a firm offer in the beginning. And so there were other teams that made a call, checked into it, the Rams, the 49ers, the Eagles, the Bears. Why would you not, right? Like, there are teams that should be just making you go, hey, what would it take to get one of the great wide receivers who's in the game today, one of the greatest wide receivers who's ever played the game? I mean, every team should be just checking in. And there were a lot of teams, more teams than I think people realize, that did just check in to see what it would take. But the Titans had a firm offer of that two on the table all along. And so it was a question of Atlanta coming to recognize that it wasn't going to get a better offer anywhere else. It wasn't going to get the first-round draft pick that it hoped to get. And so eventually, they recognized that, and they knew that the player wanted to move on. He made that very clear to them in March. And ultimately, they decided this past weekend, it's time to make the deal, to make the trade with Tennessee, to move ahead. And that's exactly what the Atlanta Falcons did. I honestly thought Tennessee was the favorite all along.
Great stuff as always, Shefty. Thanks so much.
All right, Adam.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chef.
Adam Shefty with the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless. So he mentions the Rams, the 49ers, the Eagles, and the Bears. What do they all have in common that they don't have in common with the Titans? NFC teams. Mm. Did Atlanta just decide we want them out of the conference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's interesting that he said all along he thought Titans.
Well, I didn't see it as a good fit.
Fit is one thing, but it's just surprising. Second round pick. Yeah, they wouldn't have been a team that really, really could have used them. That would have.
But
been
they gave
willing.
Up a second and a fourth.
Yeah, but you got a six back,
and then get a so.
Yeah.
No, it just I thought Pats, Rams, Niners, you know, Raiders, right. Those type of teams would have stepped up.
It was the hype video done by AJ Brown. That's what it was.
Had to be
the hype video.
Had him in the number eight.
Do you remember the video?
Yeah, TikTok.
Right? TikTok.
TikTok gets it done.
You have TikTok?
As always.
I do have TikTok.
Of course you would have TikTok.
We get back on the NBA conversation.
Why would
the
I even
Nets
ask that question?
Have the Bucks in trouble.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.